Hi, I'm Lauren Elkies, web editor for The Real Deal. Today I'm sitting here with reporter David Jones, who has written numerous stories for The Real Deal on the storied Apthorpe condo conversion at 79th Street and Broadway. Israeli billionaire Lev Levayev and partner Maurice Mann of Mann Realty purchased the Apthorpe for $426 million in 2007. Since then, the battles between the partners have been all over the news. David is going to give us the backstory.
There's been a lot of legal wrangling between these two guys. Can you explain what is going on there in layman's terms and tell us what the next step is in this legal process?
Yeah, I mean, basically what's happened is Maurice Mann has been the project manager for the conversion. He was really the guy that had this vision of creating this grand condominium out of the Apthorpe. This project, like a lot of condo conversions in New York, ran into the usual type of delays in terms of getting a regulatory approval, getting financing, and going through the process of getting the apartments basically ready for conversion. The lenders, Apollo Real Estate and also Anglo-Irish Bank, they were faced with, they've engaged in some fairly, many consider some fairly risky investments and lending practices in the U.S. in the last couple of years, when a lot of American banks basically stopped lending on multifamily projects in New York and other parts of the U.S. Anglo-Irish Bank was still actively involved, and Apollo has been involved in some fairly risky lending practices, according to some of their critics. And basically what happened was after the economy began to tank back in the fall, what you had is you had a building with 163 units, half of them occupied by rent-stabilized tenants that are protected by local housing law. As of about a month ago, there was only one apartment that had been signed under contract at the Apthorpe. And the prospects of being able to sign up enough new buyers, close those deals, and be able to bring in enough revenue to make this conversion profitable was nearly impossible, according to a lot of people we've spoken to, under the current circumstances. It was considered very risky 2 years ago because of the large amount of money that you paid for it, because of the small number of units, because these were very sophisticated people who would not just give up their apartments very easily. And, given the business plan that Mann had put together, the lenders wanted him to what's called bring the loan into balance by delivering about another $22.7 million to the lenders. And he called their bluff on it. He felt that they were trying to strong arm him into what he called a ransom payment. He said he's told us that and his people have told us that the business plan, the marketing plan for the buildings was not scheduled to begin until January. They knew that. They've accused Leviev of secretly working with the lenders behind the scenes to take the building away because Apollo was a bidder for the Apthorpe back when Mann first bought the building. And what Leviev has accused Mann of doing is he's saying that Mann was basically running out of, running amok in the building. They claimed that he was warehousing apartments. They claimed that he was allowing employees to live in the building. They claimed that he refused a plan that Leviev supported to put the building up for sale back in November for $552 million. Leviev also argued that the plan that they had, because Leviev and Mann, they're 50-50 partners on this deal, was that any disputes they had would be settled before a rabbinical arbitration court, which is, Leviev is a member of the Lubavitcher community, and that there was an organization called the Beth Din of America, which is a professional arbitrator that would sit both of them down and find some settlement that was agreeable to the lenders, to the principals, and to other investors in the project. And what Levia wants to do is he wants to have a new neutral party brought in to manage the building, possibly operate it as a rental. You know, that's one option. They could possibly put it up for sale, but I think most people seriously doubt that they could sell the building in this current environment. Certainly, Mann doesn't believe that they could sell the building. But they have to find some type of a resolution that the banks can live with to prevent this deal just from completely collapsing. The FAIL organization has been brought in to take over for Mann once he agrees to step down. We're told that he has agreed to step down pending certain conditions being met. He has denied that he is stepping down, but he does not deny that that could happen once these conditions are met, but that's still pending. So basically, we're in a situation now where we're trying to find some resolution to the dispute so they can move forward with a plan to try to save this conversion, or at least save the building from going into default.
So what has the back and forth been like between these two guys?
Lately?
Yes.
It's been ugly. There are a lot of, behind the scenes name calling. It's gotten a little personal. There are various, depending on who you talk to, conspiracy theories about, what the true motives of the various partners are. These things happen in real estate. I mean, if you go back to what happened with the Manhattan House conversion with Jeremiah O'Connor and Calico, I mean, that was a very public dispute that spilled over into the courts. So these types of things, are bound to happen. These are, a couple of guys that are used to, running their own shops. And when you have a project like this, such a high profile in a market like this, you're going to run into problems about who's in control and who makes the decisions.
So what's the actual status of the conversion process?
Well, back in the summer of 2008, the property was opened up to, the plan was approved by Attorney General Cuomo in terms of being able to go forward with sales. For about 3 months or so, the sponsor was able to open up units for sale to insiders, meaning those who lived in the building. The problem was is that a lot of the market rate tenants who had expressed an interest, and there were a lot of market rate tenants who expressed an interest and a willingness and an ability to buy, they were all pretty much shown the door. The people we speak to say that, Mann believed that he could get a better price from buyers who were not insiders. Obviously, insiders used to usually get an insider discount, and, that the market was seen as a place where he could command a heftier price. I mean, initially, his plan was to sell the units for about $3,000 a square foot, which for the Upper West Side is a steep price for that type of building. That really didn't go anywhere because, since there were all the insiders that could buy are no longer there, and then the market crashed in September. The units began to go on sale in terms of being listed publicly back in October, and the full thrust marketing plan was scheduled to begin in January for the building. But in this current climate right now, where lenders are very suspicious of any type of super jumbo type lending, a building like this is going to be very tough to get any major lender to back any loans for buyers.
Thank you, David, and we look forward to reading your continued coverage on the project.
Thank you.